is Real News Radio, exposing government corruption, defending our Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is Real News Radio with your host, Farron.
The Real News Radio, this is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 25th, 2012. I'm alone in the studio, streaming live at therealnewsradio.com, republicbroadcasting.org. What a great website that is if you want to become informed. Check out alternativemedia.org and sign up for our newsletter at therealnewsradio.com. And we'll be getting into several different stories this hour, news and information that I got to get in. I've got a video that I'm going to be playing that's posted on therealnewsradio.com at the bottom of the hour. Banking, the greatest scam on earth. I played it for Laura the other night, and we concluded we probably should play it once a week. She said every hour, but I think that's too much. Once a week is probably correct. Don't you have to beat them over the head with it? Now, I'm not talking to those of you that I know understand this. I'm talking about trying to wake up at least a few others. You know, I hear that analogy, we're on the march and they're on the run, that some say. But I believe they're on the march and we're on the run. I can't say what maybe is going on in other states. Just the bootlicker state of the New World Order, North Carolina. Just what's going on in this area. The story that we led off last hour, and if you missed last hour, go to the archives and definitely listen to it. With Brandon Robb, the Marine that was put in a psych ward for a week till a judge declared the government had no grounds. That is where we're at, people. Turn off the TV. Wake up to what's really going on. And do as I do, openly oppose the two-party, one-party system. Openly declare what is obviously right in front of you. If you open your eyes. Quit accepting the fact that your grandchildren's future is being utterly destroyed and you're being sold out. Jobless claims in the U.S. climb for a second week to a one-month high. The number of Americans filing applications for unemployment benefits climbed last week to a one-month high, showing little progress in the labor market. Jobless claims rose by 4,000 for a second week to reach 372,000 in the period ended August 18th. Labor Department figures showed in Washington the median forecast of 41 economists surveyed by Bloomberg called for 365,000, the four-week moving average that increased to 368,000. Companies may be keeping payrolls lean after slashing headcounts during the recession. While waiting for further assurances that economic growth will pick up, the European debt crisis and slowdown in Asia remain headwinds to investors and business confidence. Do you understand that these articles always are written like the recession is over? That's what mainstream media wants you to believe. How absurd. Who believes that? Are any of the people out there still dumb enough to believe that? When you ride around and every third house is for sale, every manufacturing plant's empty. Do you really believe that lie anymore? Can they keep pulling that wool over your eyes? Are you that dumb? Coming up on a break. When we come back, no ammo is the new gun control. Stay with me.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Red alert, red alert. There is a mass pandemic in America. Americans are in love with their enslaver. They have Stockholm Syndrome. This happened on July 30th, and I was not aware of it till it was emailed to me this past week. On July 30th, Senator Frank Lautenberg, who was also the sponsor of the Large Capacity Magazine Band, and Representative Carolyn McCarthy announced the plans for the Stop Online Ammunition Sales Act at a New York City news conference. Now, here's a little bit of an outline of the information in their bill. It requires anyone selling ammunition to be a licensed dealer. It requires ammunition buyers who are not licensed dealers to present photo ID at the time of purchase, effectively banning online or mail order purchases of ammunition. It requires licensed ammunition dealers to maintain records of the sale of ammunition. It requires licensed ammunition dealers to report the sale of more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition to an unlicensed person within 5 consecutive business days. Now, since the tragedy there in Colorado, gun control activists have been demanding change to our gun control laws. We have had 2 separate acts trying to hurt ammo regulations that's been submitted since the shooting, one that would limit your clips and magazines to only 10 rounds, another that will prevent you from buying ammo online or by mail. So what we're seeing, as predicted here, they are taking advantage of a terrible situation to demand gun control rather than to try to prevent another tragedy from occurring. And I believe if they were serious about stopping mass shootings, they would introduce a bill to repeal the so-called Gun-Free School Zone Act. One thing that has shown to stop mass shootings is the presence of people armed instead of just being unarmed potential victims. But there should be no surprise to anyone here. We started out years ago saying that the way they're going to come at the Second Amendment, they know they can't round up your guns. They're going to stop and ban ammunition sales and restrict ammunition sales and make it more difficult to get ammunition. Now, when I read the Second Amendment, it says that the rights to bear arms will not be infringed. I tend to believe that the people that wrote this was fairly well educated. They knew what verbiage meant, and they picked the term infringed very precisely. And I consider a lot of different things to be an infringement. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday. It was discussing the personal carry, concealed carry. And, you know, I told him, forget the concealed carry. Don't get the concealed carry. Let's all just wear it on our side out in the open like the old West. That's where we're at today. Look at the crime. Look at the state of the economy. Look at the people that are snapping. You know, when people lose it all, they lose it. And it's only going to get worse. Crime is only going to get worse. So it's time just to wear your gun out in the open. Just wear it on your side, everywhere you go. That's your Second Amendment, and we better use it because they are trying to take it away. And, you know, so many people, I know there's a lot of people out there that's got thousands of rounds of ammunition, and God bless you. But there's a lot of people that don't. And the more difficult they make it to get ammunition, the more your Second Amendment rights are going to be restricted. And make no joke about it, the Second Amendment wasn't put in the Constitution so you could deer hunt. No, no, sir. It wasn't so you can shoot skeet. It wasn't so you could collect guns. The Second Amendment to the Constitution was put there so if the people decided that the government was so tyrannical and they had to overthrow the government, they would be armed and able to do it. It's pretty much that simple. That's why the Second Amendment was put in the Constitution. And they have come at it and come at it and come at it from every different direction, just like this United Nations Small Arms Treaty. And they're just whittling away at the stone. And thank God for Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America that try to fight for our Second Amendment. Because you people better take it seriously. Because they're working at it constantly. And they use all of these tragedies to pass more legislation. We don't need more laws. It's already illegal to go and shoot people, all right? We know this. The laws are in place. The people that break the laws don't care. They're not going to say, they passed a law about that. Yeah, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. I was planning on that big mass shooting and massacre, but that's against the law. I better go back and do something else. I'll just play my video games. I'd forgot that was against the law. It's not like that. That's how absurd and stupid this is. And these legislators go to Washington. They're on the take from the corporations. They're there selling out middle-class America, and they come up with these laws to restrict your ammunition purchases. And they know that's not going to do anything to slow down these type of events. It's there to restrict your Second Amendment. Let's switch gears here just a little bit. Everyone, hats off to Iceland. The mainstream media doesn't cover this story because they don't want you to know about it. But for approximately 3 years, our governments, the banking cabal, and the corporate media have assured us that they know the appropriate approach for fixing our economies that they have previously crippled with their own mismanagement. We were told that the key was to stomp on the little people with austerity in order to continue making full interest payments to the bond parasites at any cost, and this is from thestreet.com. Following 3 years of this continuous, uninterrupted failure, Greece has already defaulted on 75% of its debts, and its economy is totally destroyed. The UK, Spain, and Italy are all plummeting downward in suicide spirals, where the more austerity these sadistic governments inflict upon their own people, the worse their debt and deficit problems get. Ireland and Portugal are nearly in the same position. Now, in what may be the greatest economic coup d'etat in history, we have the media admitting that this government banking propaganda machine has been wrong all along. Well, I kind of disagree with that. They're still trying to perpetrate that lie. They have been forced to acknowledge that Iceland's approach to economic triage was the correct approach right from the beginning. Mainstream media has not admitted to that, but the Real News Radio has. What was Iceland's approach? To do the exact opposite of everything the bankers running our own economies told us to do. The bankers naturally told us that we needed to bail out the criminal big banks at taxpayers' expense because they were too big to fail. Iceland gave the bankers nothing and throwed them the finger. The bankers told us that no amount of suffering for the little people was too great in order to make sure that the bond parasites got paid 100 cents on the dollar. Iceland told the bond parasites they could get what was left over, if any, and the people had been taken after the people had been taken care of. The bankers told us that our government could no longer afford the same education, health care, and pension system that our parents had taken for granted. Iceland told the bankers that what the country could no longer afford was to continue to be blood-sucked by the worst financial criminals in the history of our species. Now, after 3+ years of this absolute dichotomy in economic policymaking, a clear picture has emerged, despite the best efforts of the propaganda machine to hide the truth, that Iceland was correct all along. Now, if you're not aware of the story of Iceland, please look into that for yourself, because it is very, very interesting. They're not playing ball with the IMF and the World Bank and these criminal banksters. They're not playing ball with the Federal Reserve banking system that prints money out of thin air backed by nothing and you're on the hook for it, that's debt-bearing at origin. They're not playing these silly games of acting like ink on paper is money when gold and silver is money. But does Lush Bimbo tell you that? Well, of course not. Is that leading story on Fox News? Well, absolutely no. Is Wolf Blitzer going to report on that on CNN tonight? Well, I think not. Is Sean the Pawn Hannity going to relay this information to you? Surely you jest. But the truth is out there. And the only one that's coming out of this thing is the ones that, instead of bailing out the banks, they bailed out their own people. Instead of their sellout trader politicians, like we got here in America, running back to Washington to pass out bailouts for the banks that caused the problem to start with, they're taking care of their people. Instead of saying, Wall Street at any cost must be saved, they're saying Main Street must be saved. How about that? Isn't that a novel idea? Well, in Iceland, they must have some representation of their middle class. They must have some politicians with some sincerity toward caring for their constituents. Wow, wouldn't that be refreshing? But here in America, we're being sold out by the two-party, one-party system. And save the banks at any cost, no matter what. Coming up on a break. When we come back, U.S. drones target first responders in Pakistan. Oh, yeah. Stay with me. Back in moments. You're listening to The Real News Radio with Farron.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're back. Wow. All right, this is a story from Press TV. And just listen to this one. According to a report published in the Guardian website, the U.S. has routinely launched double or triple drone attacks in Pakistan. Why would they do that? What is that? Even though targeting rescuers after an initial attack is considered by Washington an act of terrorism. Wow. In the latest such attack, U.S. drones fired four missiles in Pakistan's North Waziristan, hope I got that right, on Sunday when people were celebrating the end of their holy month of Ramadan. At least one of the strikes was a secondary attack aimed at the rescuers. United Nations is admitting to this and investigating now. The report drew out the point that any attack on first responders is officially considered by the U.S. as terrorism, citing the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. An earlier high-profile instance of such an attack, shown in a video footage released by WikiLeaks in 2010, was when an Apache helicopter opened fire on the rescuers after targeting two journalists in the Iraq capital of Baghdad. We had that video up on our website for a good while. We played it when we were doing the nightly show. Two children who were sitting in the rescue car and were visible through the windshield were also targeted in the secondary attack by the U.S. Apache helicopter. Now, that's back in 2010. Earlier in February, the London-based Bureau of Investigative Journalism said in a report that the CIA's drone campaign in Pakistan had killed dozens of civilians who had gone to help rescue victims or were attending funerals. Earlier, the United Nations called on the U.S. to release the footage of its deadly assassination drone strikes in different parts of the globe or face an international inquiry. UN Special Reporter on Human Rights and Counterterrorism Ben Emmerson said on Sunday that the U.S. is coming under mounting global pressure over its use of assassination drones, adding that he is preparing a report on this issue for the next session of the Human Rights Council in March. Well, this is a Press TV news story. Now, let me ask you something. Who is the terrorist? Those fighting to liberate their country from a foreign occupier? Or the big bully, the gigantic hypocrite federal government, targeting those that come after a strike to try to help the dead and dying from our aggression? Do you understand what I'm reporting to you here? They're saying that in Pakistan, has Congress declared war against Pakistan? I don't think so. Or Afghanistan or Iraq, for that matter. In fact, Congress hadn't declared war since World War II. Do you know that? We send these unmanned drones up. They kill indiscriminately women and children. They claim they're targeting a terrorist. The never-ending war on terror. The never-ending enemy. Perpetual war. And then if that's not bad enough, after they send the drone, killing whoever, you know, they can never know for sure who they're killing. At least not entirely. Then they wait about long enough for some rescue personnel to show up. They send another drone and bomb them. That's not me saying this. This is Press TV and the United Nations. Now, we believe the United Nations when it serves our purposes in America, don't we? Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. So I don't see any reason we should not believe this. Now, is it going to amount to anything? Of course not. They'll have some closed-door sessions. They'll talk about, oh, yeah, that was a shameful thing, and then they'll all get rich on our tax money. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm not going to apologize. It's going to continue. That's the saddest part about it. It's going to continue. Could you imagine if Syria was doing this? Or what if Iran did something like this? Why? They'd convene a special session of the United Nations security members, and it'd be time to invade that country. They're bombing rescue personnel. When the good old U.S. does it, well, by golly, it just seems to be okay, doesn't it? That's not reported on your mainstream media, now is it? And it won't be. You can find these stories on therealnewsradio.com. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, everyone gather around, turn the radio up. Get educated about the banking system. The video is posted on therealnewsradio.com. Back in moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Teravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Teravim? Simple. Teravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I got a video here. It's posted on theroonesradio.com. Usually don't play videos quite this lengthy, but I'm telling you what, everyone needs to know this information. So here we go.
Banking, the greatest scam on earth. Thomas Jefferson said, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Jefferson's warning is already here. 40 million Americans are living on food stamps. Millions more are now homeless, living in tents, all because of one institution, the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve is a group of private bankers who have stolen the money creation process from the American people. Most people still believe the Fed is an agency of the government working in our best interests. It is not. There is no greater form of evil in the world today, so let's explore the banking scam. None of us have ever been taught anything about money. The reason is to prevent us from learning the truth that money is a trick and money is a trap. When solving any crime, there's a universal truth, follow the money, but with the banking scam, follow it backwards. Where does money come from? The world's money supply is always growing. Where does all the new money keep coming from? Money comes from privately controlled global banks like the Federal Reserve System. They create money every day, which increases the world's money supply. Because all banks are either owned or controlled by private bankers, the real question is, how do private bankers create new money? And the answer is, they create it out of thin air. Bankers create money out of nothing. They make it up. It is a fiction. Wow. Godlike power to create something of value out of nothing. A stroke of a keyboard and money is created. In fact, only 3% of the world's money is even in the form of bills and coins, which means 97% of all money in the world is just numbers typed on a computer screen. This is part one of the banking scam. Money is created out of nothing. The second part of the scam is this phony money is issued as debt. What is debt exactly? Well, when you consider we work our whole lives to pay it off, you could say debt is slavery. But whose debt is this phony money? It's our debt, all of it. It's our debt when we use credit cards, we get student loans, borrow money for mortgages, all bank borrowing. And it's our debt, again, when the government borrows, which is each and every day. In today's world, money is debt, and debt is money, and don't forget the interest charges. Money equals debt, and debt equals slavery. Therefore, money equals slavery. Our monetary system is a carefully concealed system of slavery. Why? Because our government can create the same money for free with no interest charges, just like they used to as the Founding Fathers designed it inside the United States Constitution for our protection against private bankers. The third part of the banking scam is very evil. When bankers create money from nothing and issue it as debt, they only create the principal portion of the debt. They do not create the money for the future interest payments. There is not enough money in existence for all of us to make our interest payments. In fact, our money creation system is even mathematically impossible. Money issued by the banks, principal debt, does not equal the money demanded back to the banks, principal plus interest. We are forced to play a game of musical chairs to see who can make their debt repayments. This guarantees a world of bankruptcy, competition, and scarcity of money. For example, we go to the bank to borrow money for a house, let's say $100,000. The moment we sign the loan document, the bank creates the money out of thin air. A $100,000 debit gets registered for us and a $100,000 secured credit for them. Then one of two things happens. Either we give the bank 30 years of labor making house payments totaling $300,000 for the original $100,000 we borrowed, or the bank takes our house. The bankers get either our labor for life or our house, and often they get both, all from money created out of thin air and issued as debt, for money made out of nothing. This is why all the bankers end up with all the assets. The fourth part of the banking scam is inflation. People think inflation is prices and costs increase. A better answer might be the value of our money always goes down. Inflation is created every time the central banks print money, which is every day. Where does all this new money get its value? The answer is, it steals its value from the existing money supply, where our savings are. Our savings are disappearing because of the new money they're printing. If money creation was in balance with goods and services, there would be no inflation. Prices would stay the same. But the reality is banks always print money, driving prices ever higher, which steals the value of our savings, making them disappear. Since the private bankers created the private Federal Reserve in 1913, the United States dollar has lost 97 cents in purchasing power. An item in 1913 that costs $100 in 2011 costs $2,230, a price increase of 2,130%. This is the banking scam. Four parts. Private bankers create money out of nothing and charge interest on it. There is no money created for the future interest payments, and inflation steals our savings every day. In order for the banking scam to be pulled over our eyes, the bankers need help from the likes of paid-for politicians and appointed civil servants, military-industrial complex, mainstream media, multinational corporations, and the bankers' good buddies. For example, what do our banker-controlled television networks say about criminal bankers? Oh, bankers are our saviors. Chairman is man of the year. He saved the world. Bankers really do deserve their bonuses. They're so smart. And what do our banker-owned G20 politicians say we need to do? That we must save our banking system. And now we need austerity measures, like increasing existing taxes and bringing in new taxes, cutting our social programs, including education and health care, stealing from our pension plans while increasing the retirement age, keeping us working for more years at lower wages while placing our children and grandchildren in debt and servitude for their future lives. We are being lied to that we must go deeper in debt for bailouts, stimulus packages, quantitative easing, saving the too-big-to-fail banks, credit easing, currency interventions, all names that mean the same thing, more debt to us. Is it not strange that the solution to too much debt is always more debt to us? And where is all this money going? It's going to the banks and to the bankers. They are stealing our money right now. 0.1% of the world's population owns 2/3 of the world's wealth. This means that 99.99% of the world's population own less than 1/3 of the wealth, a decreasing amount, because these guys are stealing it. We desperately need to wake up to the banking scam. It is time for change. To retake control of our money system, we must stop supporting the banking scam. Lincoln said the government should create all the currency and credit needed to satisfy the spending power of government and the buying power of consumers. Money will cease to be master and will then become servant of humanity. And Jefferson said the issuing power of money should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. It's a pyramid scheme. And we, the people, are the bottom layers of the banking pyramid. Without our support, the banking scam collapses. We have to do it ourselves. Wake up, get active, wake others, remove our money from the bank. Buy gold and silver coins. Get out of debt. Rip up your credit cards. These actions will bring down the banking scam. Only vote for politicians who support debt-free money or run for office yourself, and turn off mainstream media to search for the truth while you still can, and support every effort to end the Federal Reserve System and all the privately owned central banks. Let's bring these criminals to justice to get our money and our countries back before it's too late.
All right, there you have it. That's the
banking, the greatest
banking, the greatest scam on earth. It's posted on therealnewsradio.com. Like I said earlier, I played that for Laura, and she said maybe we should play that every hour, but I think I might play that every week for a while. Because, hey, did they teach you that in school? I don't think so. And I'll tell you something else that I marvel at. Say if you buy a house for $100,000 and you get a 20-year loan on it. When you go to, and let's say your payment's $1,000 a month, and this is just, you know, to keep it simple. It's not accurate. But anyway, when you make the first payment on that house, your first $1,000 a month payment, you've had the $100,000 for 1 month, for 30 days. But about $800 or more of that first payment will be interest, and about $200 will go to principal, because they reverse it. Your first payment, you're actually paying the interest for the end of the loan, like you've had it 20 years, like you've had that $100,000 for 20 years. That's why as the loan progresses, more money goes toward the principal and less toward interest toward the end, but in the beginning, more goes toward interest and not principal. They reverse it. Now, does that sound right to you? You've only had the $100,000 for 30 days, but you pay interest on it for 240 months. That's how the banking scam works. They don't teach that. Most people don't know that. And that video there, like I say, it's on therealnewsradio.com. I urge everyone to pass that one around, probably 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern next week. we just might play it again. Because there's volumes of information there as to why we're in the situation that we're in here in America. Now, I saw in the news today, U.S. Business News, CNBC reported it, Drudge Report reported it, so it was a little bit of everywhere. Republicans eye a return to the gold standard. And I'm going to read a little bit of this. The gold standard has returned to mainstream U.S. politics for the first time in 30 years, with a gold commission set to become part of the official Republican Party policy. The Republican Party's not going to change us back to a gold standard. They know a lot of people would like that. It's a selection year, so they're going to say that. But if they were interested in doing something about this criminal banking system, long before now, they would abolish the Federal Reserve. Heck, we can't even get the Federal Reserve audited. And look how all the Democrats and Republicrats ran back to bail out the banks, the very criminal entity that caused the collapse in the first place. Once you come to grips with the fact that this is a by-design economic collapse, they're taking you where they want us to go. They're imploding the whole world economy simultaneously. They're bringing about austerity. Plenty of money for the banks. But you peasants have got to pay more. You got to work longer. We got to raise the retirement age. You can't have them benefits that you paid in for. No, you've got to suffer, masses, because we, the criminals, have mismanaged it all. So you've got to pay. How many bankers has been brought to justice over this? Darn few. I guess that Madoff to prison. But that's about it. Romney says he'll fire Ben Bernanke. But you know what? He'll be replaced by another Jewish banker. It won't matter. The fix is in. You don't kill the snake by cutting its tail off. Now do you? When are the people going to wake up? But most people are so uneducated in these matters till they knoweth not what we speak. You know? That's how dumb the American people have become, and it's intentional. Hey, when you graduate high school, do they teach you how to balance a checkbook? Do they explain to you how a home mortgage works? Interest rates? Credit ratings? I don't think so. Wouldn't that be pertinent information to be out here in the world? How about the fact that only 3% of the world's wealth is in actual money? 97% of it's just a blip on a computer. And then, one of my favorite parts in that was, how about the fact that the answer to too much debt is always more debt? I got it laying right here in front of me. We're going to have another $1.1 trillion federal deficit this year. They can't stop themselves. Well, some of the problems is that we give about $3 billion a year in foreign aid to Israel, plus all the other countries. I think it breaks down to a little over $8 million a day. But let me go back to my tired old phrase, always plenty of money for war. Plenty of money for Raytheon. Plenty of money for Halliburton. Plenty of money for Big Pharma. Plenty of money for the banking criminal interest. No money for middle class America. While our elderly choose between food and medicine, while our young children don't have jobs and their future is just being evaporated in front of us, the federal government of the United States has got plenty of money to send drones into Pakistan and bomb the rescue workers. Unbelievable. They can send the Secret Service out and round up Brandon Robb and put him in a mental hospital for posting to his Facebook. Everyone abandoned that Facebook. I'm so sick of Facebook addicts. Everyone talks to me about Facebook. I don't Facebook. You know why? Because everybody else does and the government wants you to do it, so I don't. If you want to do it, more power to you, but I'm not taking part in that charade. I'm not going to be a part of it. We have one, but I don't manage it. I've never posted anything to it, I don't believe. The government's using it just like they are our cell phones, which I do have one, to track, listen to you, and enslave you. We've got to break free from this whole system is the only way to fight it. And the people's got to wake up to it, but they won't. You know why? They love it. They love it. It is Stockholm Syndrome. They're in love with their enslaver, and they don't even know it. And when Romney comes to town or Obama comes to town, they're going to flock out there, and they're going to wave their signs. And when you see them on TV, know that those are the biggest dumbed-down sheep people in that area. Because they're going to glorify their enslaver. They're too stupid to realize it. We come back, got a little bit of economic data. Top of the hour, Texas judge preparing for civil war. Then, your phone calls. Hang on, you're listening to The Real News Radio. Stay with me.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Saying, I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. Now, I got just a couple of more news stories. I want to get in about 15 after next hour. We will take your phone calls. I want to hear from everyone. I've reported a lot of news, and I want to get your opinion. And in case you're just tuning in, Jerry in Harmony, I want you to call me after the show here at the station. I need to catch up with you. I had a gentleman call me this past week, had seen a sign over in that area about this show, and I'm pretty sure that I have a friend of mine that's putting out signs trying to wake up the masses to listen to this broadcast. And I tell you what, that and like the lady I talked to yesterday evening that I'd never talked to before, listened to the broadcast, that's what helps me to keep fighting the good fight, you know, and I really do appreciate that. But how about this? This is from Politico.com. Army suicides hit a new single-month record in July when 38 active duty and reserve soldiers took their own lives, according to official figures released this past Thursday. The toll up from 24 in June prompted a wave of renewed anger and frustration among Pentagon advocates. I was pretty shocked when I saw the number, said Tom Tarantino, legislative director for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. This has been a continuous problem. This really stems from the military and the Department of Veteran Affairs, for that matter. Basically, the entire military and veteran community really come into the issue several years late. It wasn't really until 2007, 2008, or 2009 that they started thinking about it. The level they needed to be thinking about it, he said, despite efforts from high-profile military leaders, including Leon Panetta. The wider army is losing the battle, critics say. The reason for this is just what they're being forced to be involved in, the continuing occupation of these countries. I think a lot of people in the military have had to conclude that these wars of aggression are not something that they really want to be a part of. And boy, how sad that is. And that's why you've got these record numbers of suicides in the military. Isn't that sad? Here in America, 38 young men and women in a single month in the military committed suicide. Just that fact alone ought to throw up a red flag as to the mindset of the people that are being forced to be involved in this occupation now. I would not advocate that any young man or woman join the military. I would strongly suggest you rethink that at this point with what with our government hell-bent now on getting involved in Iran, the mentality that they have that we have to start wars to save the peace. 1984 Orwellian doublespeak. That is the attitude that they have, and the propaganda machine is in full swing preparing the American people to accept Israel attacking Iran or us attacking Iran. It's always us. It'll be us. But we're almost out of time. When we come back at the top of the hour, Texas judge preparing for civil war if Obama elected. And then I want to get to your phone calls. I've helped everyone back. I know a lot of people want to call in. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Taking phone calls all next hour. This one story won't take that long. You're listening to The Real News Radio. Barron in the studio. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Are you a